You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Because that Moshe ben Aaron Shalom became the leader of Am Yisrael, what happened actually? Because if you look at the whole scenario, there's a baby at the age of 3 months old floating on the ocean. And then the destiny ends up that becomes the leader of Am Yisrael. He brings the Torah for Am Yisrael. And not only that, we bless one another for the age that he lived through his life. 120 years, Moshe ben Abraham, and we call him Moshe Rabbeinu. We don't have Abraham Rabbeinu, or Yitzhak Rabbeinu, or Yaakov Rabbeinu. It's only Moshe Rabbeinu. What happened?
Because his father was
Prohorimu. You see, the point of the matter here is, for 80 years, nothing took place. At the age of 80, all of a sudden, he became Moshe Rabbeinu, no?
Chase after the goat.
After lamb, you mean?
After the lamb.
Yeah. And then what happened? So to chase after the lamb is a good thing?
No, but he showed mercy when he carried him back on his
feet. Yeah, that's true. That's true. That one of the credit that he received, that Hashem appointed him because he had mercy on a lamb. So then he gave him the offer. But what happened at the
age you Moshe Rabbeinu chasing the lamb?
80.
80
years old.
He was chosen at the age of 80. 80 years old, not to be Moshe Rabbeinu?
80. 40 years he was a leader. At the age of 20 he left Mizraim.
Well, he wasn't chosen at that. I'm sorry?
No, he wasn't. No. It was just he could have just stayed in the palace and then he would grow as an Egyptian if he would not run away from Israel. So now, here, the Gemara brings a very interesting, powerful message. At the time of the interview that took place at the bush, so now it says that Hashem noticed that he is coming close. So, Vayah Hashem Kisar Lirot. So then Hashem appeared himself to him. So now there's a discussion what exactly means that he came close. One holds that he went 3 steps forward to the bush to see what type of scene is this. How come the fire is not consuming the bush? There's another idea, he only turned his neck, just like this. So when he turned his neck a little bit, so then Hashem said, you're the one. So now here you see, at the age of 80, he could have just passed by and then go back home and then continue as a shepherd for his father-in-law. So you see the turn of a neck, he became Moshe Rabbeinu. Isn't that something? 80 years, just call you Moshe the shepherd. One turn of the neck, it changed your life 180 degrees. So now here we see many times that we not aware that one word that we keep it and we don't put it out could change our life. One step that we take, no, I go, I should not go. Is it okay to go? Is not to go okay to go? One response could change your life. And here's an unbelievable insight that Moshe ben Aaron Shalom, by turning at the one moment his neck to come forward to see what is happening here, Ribono Shel Olam picked him, found him, and he became the leader of Am Yisrael. But he could just go and do his own thing. And that's how it is. Many times in life, We want to take an action. We want to say something. Say, ay, ay, ay. Why did I do it? And regret. And it could, Chas v'Shalom, turn around our life 180 degrees. And here we see a baby is floating on a river. And then he's taken to the palace, and then he runs away for 60 years. He disappears. And then a moment comes, and then he grabs it. Say, ah, what is going on here? And then he becomes, as we see, that Ribono Shel Olam connects to him. Moshe, Moshe, I need you. Why? Because he showed attention. And that's what exactly the whole message here is, that many times we don't realize how crucial it is. One moment of life, it can change your life around completely. And Hashem is Akeno with the right Chokhmah. To be able to grab all the
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.